The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley is gearing up for its Howlerween Casino Night and Doghouse Auction on Saturday, October 4th, as well as its Santa Paws event on Saturday, November 22nd, two of the organization's signature fundraisers. Here to tell us more is Jill Henderson, Executive Director for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. I always love coming to see you, and I appreciate the time.
And congratulations. This is your first interview with us as the Executive Director of the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley.
It is. It's my first interview with anyone because obviously I'm giving you guys the exclusive.
Well, we are thrilled for your new role. For someone who may not know, tell us about the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley and what makes it unique.
That's such a great way you phrase that question, because what makes us unique is that we're not a shelter. If anyone's heard my interview before, they're probably like, we get it. But the larger community doesn't always. It's very confusing because the name kind of suggests that we are. So we're not animal control. We're not a shelter. We don't adopt out any animals. However, we do have programs and services to help people who have animals. So we have a low-cost spay-neuter vaccination clinic. We have a cruelty investigation program. So in those cases, we occasionally can take pets into protective custody if we need to. Kind of confusing that point. And then our humane education program, which visits schools and teaches kids kindness to animals, but also to each other, to themselves, to the environment. Really important work.
These low-cost spay and neuter programs, why is that such an important part of your work?
It's so challenging, especially after COVID. There was like this explosion of pet adoption, right? And it was great that we had all these pets in these homes, but then some realities sunk into people. You know, when you get a pet, that is a lifelong commitment. That is a family member. So to offer these services for low cost makes people able to keep their pets in their home, keep them healthy, keep them safe. And it's not COVID anymore, so the shelters are not empty. And the pet overpopulation crisis is very real. So spay and neuter is so important because we've all seen it driving down the street. We've seen the loose dogs and loose kittens. We've seen the commercials. We've been to the shelters. It's so heartbreaking. So we have to do our part, be responsible pet parents, and spay and neuter our animals.
And what is humane education?
So it's so interesting because I thought humane education when I started was, you know, maybe a photo op, like we're taking puppies to kindergarten and, you know, introducing kids to animals, teaching them how to pet them. But it runs so much deeper. So there's this study called The Link. If you look it up and read about it, like Jeffrey Dahmer or any Netflix documentary you've seen where someone was, you know, a violent criminal, their first act of violence is always on an animal when they are a child. So the thinking of humane education is you can get to them before that act of violence, breaking the link, creating a situation where they don't go on to be a violent criminal or maybe even get the help they need because the teacher is a mandated reporter. They're, you know, looking into things that the kids are saying. They're really paying close attention. So it seems like it's just like a cute thing, but it's actually really powerful to create a compassionate community for these children when they grow older.
Tell us about your cruelty prevention program. What are some signs that an animal might be being abused?
The first thing we always say about the cruelty program is see something, say something. So there is nothing wrong with calling us and being wrong. There's nothing wrong with calling and saying, it's just a feeling in my gut. I'm just hearing the dog cry a lot. That's okay. Sometimes it is a false alarm, but you always want to err on the side of caution. Really obvious signs: if you shouldn't be buying a puppy in a parking lot for $2,000 that you found on Facebook, but let's say that you are, and it gets home and it dies of parvo a day later, you want to give us a call because that means it was a puppy from a litter and that person who sold it to you is just running a puppy mill, knowing these puppies are going to die, not vaccinating them, letting them get sick. You could see an animal that's in the sun all day, especially, gosh, this time of year, you know, it could be very warm, tied up, no shade, no food, no water. That would be cruelty. So it can be as simple as, I think this dog is overheated, to I think these people are selling sick puppies on purpose. Anything where the dog looks unhealthy, not cared for, matted, open flesh wounds, things like that.
What areas do you serve?
Technically, to come to our facility, you can be from any area. So there's no restriction to receive our low-cost services. You can come from any area that you feel you just need these low-cost services, you need this help, we're there to help you. As far as humane education, it's pretty much restricted to the San Bernardino School District, but we do take requests from other schools. The cruelty program is a little different. They really kind of stick into San Bernardino County, but if you are out of the county and you want to give them a call, they could at least refer you to the correct organization.
And if someone wanted to take advantage of those programs, how could they contact you?
Right. So usually the request comes from the teachers, but the PTA parents, they can request too. Also, if you're listening and you have a homeschooled student, we love to connect with the homeschool community, organize a field trip. So you just call us at 386-1400, ask for whichever program that you're looking to. I do want to touch on, if you're calling to a report possible cruelty or neglect to an animal, you can absolutely call. You can do it anonymously. You can use our online form. You can do that anonymously. If you want follow-up, you do have to share your information, but some people have reservation of, I don't want someone to find out. I'm the one who called. We would never tell, but if you're more comfortable just reporting anonymously, you can do that.
What are some of the biggest challenges you're seeing for IE pets and their families right now?
Finance. It is hard to buy your own groceries, and then you have to buy food for your pet, medical care for your pet. Also, we're a nonprofit, so we run on donations, and we have like a really great base and community who always want to support us, but things like that do dip in difficult economic times. So I think right now it's just keeping pets in the home and being able to properly care for them. Vaccinations, vet exams, you want to do all that stuff up top. You don't want your pet to get sick and you're trying to play catch up. It's going to be way more expensive.
I'm speaking with Jill Henderson, Executive Director for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. How did the pandemic or the current economic climate affect pet ownership and the needs you're addressing?
The biggest problem that we have, and I know it's a lot of veterinary organizations have, so there's the explosion of pet adoption. Then there was an explosion a year later of these vaccines needing to be reboostered, and we just didn't have the capacity. It's like the numbers just totally changed. All the history we were going on is gone. So we have to kind of relearn the system. But then a national veterinarian shortage happened, in part, you know, just because it did, and other part because there's actually really staggering statistics, especially during COVID, about veterinarians and registered veterinary technicians committing suicide, compassion fatigue, having to leave the field because it was a very intense time to still try and offer medical services to animals. So that has been such a struggle. I cannot tell you the impact it had on us, where we have literally 1,000 calls on appointment day and cannot get to them or get them all booked because at one time we only had one veterinarian. Now we have two. Relief doctors are charging so much because they can. And so it's just this really long ripple effect that's coming back around now. And it's not as much of a shortage, but it was so challenging to get through. It's been awful.
How can someone get involved with the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley, whether that means volunteering or donating or something else?
I love this question because it's so easy. You can participate as simple as following our social media and sharing when we have an event or sharing when we're saying something important this time of year. You know, maybe it's still warm, even though it could be the fall because we're in California. So we're sharing information about leaving a dog in a car. If you see a dog in a car, what you should do. You share our fundraising events. That's great. I know a lot of people don't get the physical newspaper anymore because we have less donations of it. I have hard, cold data on that. But if you do get the newspaper, we can use that to line the cages and the kennels where the pets wait for surgery. And then, of course, financial donations. But we understand that you're not always able to just donate. So that's why we have these, try to come up with really creative events, things you could bring your pets to. So you're donating, but you're also getting a fun experience at the same time.
Well, speaking of fundraisers, tell us about your upcoming events.
I was very proud of that segue. It wasn't even intentional. So we have our two of our three major events coming up. The first is the Halloween Casino Night on Saturday, October 4th. So fun. Amazing prizes. Thanks to you and K-Frog, we have tickets to Disneyland as part of that prize, which is always the most popular prize. It doesn't matter what. We have airline tickets up against it. Disney still always wins. So we're really excited about that event. It's a lot of fun. It is 21 and over. That event is not for pets. But then on November 22nd, we have our Winter Wonderland Santa Paws event. This is for pets. It is so close to my heart. You most of the time can't take your pet into the mall for a photo with Santa. Occasionally, they'll have like a special day where you can. But this is, you could bring your cat, your dog. We've had a snake, a horse, not a mini horse, actual horse. So we had to go outside because he was not fitting in our photo area. Come take pictures with Santa. And there's so much more because there's raffles and vendors. There's line dancing with your dog by Pepper, which is one of my other favorite components. Giveaways. It's a really fun community event. It's technically free to attend, just if you want to purchase photos. There's little components and fundraising there, but a lot of the vendors bring free giveaways, and it's a lot of fun.
What keeps you personally inspired in this role?
Wow, no one's ever asked me that question before. The timing's really interesting on this. So my sister had a dog, my niece, Sprinkles Lorelei Henderson hyphen Sheehan. And we loved her so much, and she got cancer. I know, I can't make make eye contact with you if you're going to cry. So you go to work every day. And I think sometimes I or maybe my coworkers forget what we're really doing, right? You're just, I have to do this report. I have to hit this goal. I need to answer these emails. And then you go home. And I always have felt a sense of, not that one job's better than the other, but hey, instead of selling advertising, maybe I made a difference in someone's life today. Maybe I helped a pet. So it came time when Sprinkles was so sick that we had to put her down. And I don't never really experienced that on a ownership end or a pet parent or pet aunt, if you will. And I walked away just blown away by the compassion, the kindness, the thoughtfulness that our staff showed me and my sister and Sprinkles, not because I work there, because that's literally what they do every day. And so that kind of reignited something in me. A couple days later, I bought them donuts. I wrote them a note like, hey, guys, I forgot. Like, I think I forgot what we do here. I just, you just get in your zone, you get in the mode. And it was that personal experience that really moved me and showed me that we're offering important services, but the people who are offering them really care about animals. They were so lovely. They care about people too, and the animal-human connection. And that made a big difference to me. And every once in a while, we get a dog in from the cruelty case. We just had Winston Kobe, Charles Barkley, and he was so lovable. Thank goodness we don't have dogs all the time. So it's meeting those pets and watching them then go on for a better life. That like real tangible difference that you get to see that helps keep me inspired.
If someone wants to help the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley but can't donate money, what are some other meaningful ways that they can contribute?
We love volunteers. Our volunteers are so great, and we tailor the volunteer experience to you. So for the most part, we're getting students who are in college. They want to be a veterinarian. They want to be an RVT. They're just thinking about going into the field. The really smart ones are like, hey, I haven't paid for college yet. I want to make sure I'm not going to pass out while I'm doing this. Let me actually see a surgery. Let me get my feet wet. I just love those young adults who think ahead and do that. But we have simple things like folding newspaper, helping us with the mailing, more complicated computer-based scheduling appointments, checking people out, and then what everyone considers the most fun, working in recovery, hands-on with the animals. But we have people who've come in and said, you know, I'm a great photographer. What can I do to help you? You know, this is my skill set. How can you guys put it to use? And that is, giving of time is so precious. And in a lot of ways, you know, it's as valuable as giving money. It's really powerful. So to watch people come and work and not get paid and just care about animals is so moving. And that's one of the easiest ways you can help us that's non-financial.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with Jill Henderson, Executive Director of the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley. How can we learn more about HSSBV?
Visit our website. So hssbv.org. We just got a new website, actually. It's way easier to use. So if you haven't been on there, just go on and let me know if you see any errors. We're still troubleshooting some stuff. It has a summary of our programs and services. It has our pricing. It has our upcoming events. That and our Facebook, I think, are the best ways to get information about us.
And anything else you want us to know?
Just thank you for having me. I love coming here. I love how much you love animals. It's always so good to speak to a kindred spirit, and just hopefully everyone can support one of our events this year.
Well, thank you for coming to see us. I hope Howlerwing Casino Night and Santa Paws are hugely successful, and congratulations on this new title.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.